Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. There's a lot more to do about diversity on television, and the New York City's Office of Media Entertainment is en route toward doing its share. Made in New York Writers' Room is one new avenue. A women's initiative is another. Commissioner Judy Mann joins me next in an internet radio exclusive. Also ahead, AT&T and Time Warner, The React, MTV's Play of Thrones, and our classic trivia question of the week. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, live from New York on Blog Talk Radio. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later this half hour. Thank you all for starting your week with us. 61 degrees at the top of the hour here in New York, and we're delighted to have you with us for the program all about television. A lot of things to get to today, including a wonderful guest coming up shortly, and we invite you to be part of the program. All it takes, a call from you. So give us a ring at 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. That number is good anyway. You're catching us across the country, around the world, right here on Blog Talk Radio. We have a chat room going. It's SimonApple04 by name. You can find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. Rick Webb, our friend from Philadelphia, already in the room. And while the program is on the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon on your Blog Talk screen, follow the instructions, and other people can be live with you. And we expect Julie Lennon, the commissioner of the New York City Mayor's Office of Media Entertainment, will be live with us after these news notes. It's not taking long for reaction to pour in over AT&T's deal to merge with Time Warner. The arrangement, including $85.4 billion via half-cash, half-stock purchase of Time Warner by AT&T, has raised ire among both political parties and consumer advocates. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump says he'll nix the plan if he wins. Democratic Vice Presidential nominee Tim Kaine is voicing concerns short of a public veto. However, former Democratic primary challenger Bernie Sanders, speaking yesterday on NBC's Meet the Press, is against the merger. In a number of TV appearances and a conference call with investors earlier today, AT&T Chief Executive Randall Stephenson and Time Warner CEO Jeff Bewkes maintained the merger was pro-consumer, vertically integrated, and able to meet and pass government scrutiny. Both executives acknowledged the process to an acceptance of the merger will be a long one. Anticipated marriage date, end of 2017. Revolving Door Time is here at MTV. Sean Atkins is stepping down as the channel's president, while VH1 logo president Chris McCarthy is stepping in. Atkins was MTV's top executive the last 13 months and will serve as a consultant the last 2 months of 2016. According to Deadline Hollywood Daily, Atkins headed out the door after learning parent Viacom would have an executive oversee him and his network in an effort to speed up improved ratings. McCarthy's time with VH1 logo has improved ratings on both networks on a quarter-by-quarter basis. A couple quickies for you. Three-summer long-running series on the CW, Whose Line Is It Anyway?, Penn & Teller, Fool Us, and Master of Illusions, will return next summer. TLC and Discovery Family Channel will team up for a UNICEF Uniting Through Food hour on November 17th. And the New York Television Festival is underway, edition number 12, with 63 pilots entered in the annual event's main competition. And that's a record. The festival runs through Saturday. And that is news notes for now. We are waiting Julie Mann, the commissioner of the New York City Mayor's Office on Media and Entertainment. She's expected to dial in any minute now. So, Julie and crew, if you're listening, please give us a call, 646-652-2906, and we will put you on the air. We have two more episodes coming your way this week here on Tawabi Televised, a nice trio overall. And coming up on our special edition on Wednesday, we'll have Bannon Gould, the creator, producer, and writer of the NYC series, Stand Against Evil.
Hello.
Now joining me live here in New York in an internet radio exclusive, the commissioner of the New York City Mayor's Office on Media Entertainment, Julie Mann. Julie, good to have you with us.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Tell us about all these initiatives that have been happening the last couple of months on your watch in order of expanding diversity on TV.
Well, we're doing a lot of new initiatives to expand diversity. We announced a couple weeks ago our new Women's Fund for Film and Theater, which is a first-of-its-kind grant program. This is a $5 million fund for filmmakers, playwrights, and theater producers that are working on projects by, for, or about women. We also announced our script writing competition, which will invite New York City writers to submit 30-minute pilot scripts for episodic series that is spotlighting work about women in New York City. And so we're really excited about some of these initiatives. And then we also announced our Made in New York Writers Room project with Writers Guild East, and this is again a project that's focusing on diverse writers, where we're going to be giving 500 writers feedback on their work from some of the best showrunners in the country, including Beau Willimon from House of Cards and other showrunners who are really going to be able to give that mentorship to diverse writers in New York City.
We'll go back to the Writers Room in a second, but first talk more about the Women's Initiative, especially the effort to write scripts for pilots. The understanding is that two of those scripts are going to become pilots shown on NYC Life. That's Channel 25, the your agency's owned cable channel, and one of them will actually become a series.
Well, that's exactly right. This is a really unique, one-of-its-kind program where this script writing contest is going to result in two winners being chosen, and both of the winning candidates are going to have their scripts produced as a pilot that's going to air on our Channel 25, also known as NYC Life. And that's really important because that has a reach of over 18 million households. And so we think this is a really important career opportunity for these writers. And then of those two, we're going to select one winner, and that winner will be chosen to produce an episodic series of six episodes on Channel 25, and we're going to be using students from the Feuerstein Graduate School of Cinema, which we work very closely with, to produce the winning scripts.
How are you doing with entries? Do we know how many people are in the running?
So we've just started this project. We've just opened it up, so we're really excited to see the number of applicants, and we're urging all writers who are interested in being considered for submission to go to our website at www.nyc.gov/MOME, which stands for Mayor's Office of Media and Entertainment.
And how long do the writers have to submit their pilots?
So the project is open for – they can submit for the next 6 weeks, so we encourage people to submit right now. The other project that I want to make sure your listeners know about that's going to be coming to an end in November, so it's important they know about this now, is we launched a project over the summer called Nominate NYC. And this is a project to try to diversify the Academy of Motion Pictures. And so we have been working very closely to encourage New Yorkers who fall within one of the 17 categories of membership into the Academy, so everything from set designers to makeup artists, et cetera, to submit their name for consideration or to submit someone else's name of someone who is qualified in one of those 17 categories. They're very specific criteria for consideration into the Academy. Our goal is to really focus on candidates that may have been overlooked in the past, and so we want to make sure that we're reaching to all four corners of New York and tapping into the rich diversity that we know exists here in New York City.
Mm-hmm. One of the things, Julie, we've talked about in this program and other places has been trying to get venture capitalists and angel investors and incubators to invest in television startups, both content and technology, which they've been loath to do for a long, long time. However, things are starting to transform. We're starting to see some ventures get some funding. I'm raising this because I understand that there is going to be a meeting coming up that you're working, the agency is working with, to bring together women filmmakers together with the DC Angel Incubator community. Are women TV makers going to be invited to that? And if not, will there be a second meeting that will be scheduled for them?
So this first one is focused on women filmmakers. This is our first finance lab that we're doing in order to introduce these filmmakers to venture capital firms, to angel investors, and other financing sources. We would be delighted to do one that's focused on TV. And so we're launching this first one on film on October 28th. And after that, we would be delighted to focus one on the TV industry.
Keep us posted on that, Julie. We would love to highlight that on the show and
Absolutely.
Maybe bring together our TV maker and a venture capitalist, et cetera, together. We would love to do that. Now, in the Writers' Room, which you're doing with the Writers Guild of America East and the City Small Business Agency, this has been around now for about a month. What's happened? What kind of reaction are you getting in terms of script writers? By the way, it's not just individual script writers. It's also script writing payers that can be involved.
That's exactly right. So this mentorship is really going to provide an incredible opportunity for these up-and-coming writers to learn what it takes to succeed in the industry here in New York, and most importantly, to receive feedback on their works from some of the best in the business. So I mentioned Beau Willimon from House of Cards. We also have Julie Martin from Law and Order, SVU. We have Judy Klausner from Difficult People, Lee Daniels from Empire, Sarah Treem from The Affair. So we have incredible people involved with this who are going to be providing direct feedback on the work. And the ultimate goal is that, first of all, to get that feedback, and then there are going to be 12 fellows that are selected, and then they're going to be getting a six-month fellowship, really working in a very concentrated basis with these mentors. And so the whole idea is to focus on trying to create a pipeline of diverse talent here in New York City.
Mm-hmm. And the idea is that ultimately, by the end of their time with the showrunner, which runs from June to December of next year, that they will in fact have produced a possible series shot in New York that could go on the air somewhere.
Well, that's exactly right, and I think this, again, is a very unique opportunity. We are thrilled to be partnering with the Writers Guild on this important project, and it is going to be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, we feel, for some of these young up-and-coming writers to get that kind of concentrated feedback on their work, because we hear this time and time again. People will write scripts, and they'll submit them, but they don't hear anything back, and so we really want to tackle that problem head-on and to really make sure that we're providing that mentor-mentee relationship in terms of the writers. So okay. We're thrilled about doing that. So that's a program we announced about a month ago. And then we also have our Made in New York Production Assistant Training Program, which the office has run for a number of years. This is actually our 10th year. We have close to 700 graduates of that program. And this is a five-week free training program for production assistants to get jobs taught by film and television industry professionals. So basically leading to a career in film and television on set.
Mm-hmm. And it's those last two are particularly designed to try to get people of color, women of color, involved in both the efforts. Have other cities contacted your agency about adopting similar programs, doing their writers' room, whether it's Los Angeles, Miami, Chicago, off to other TV production centers, and do you see that happening, where maybe ultimately we have a nationwide network of this type of project, where you have writers' room in different cities? When you have women's initiatives in different cities?
Well, we had, when we announced our women's initiatives, incredible feedback from people all across the country, and it was interesting. Some people in Los Angeles actually contacted the office and said, oh, I wish the city of L.A. was doing this kind of project here in Los Angeles. And this was actually from a former New Yorker who, I might add, said, oh, I miss New York. It's really gratifying to see that kind of reaction because, again, we believe that a government has a critical role that they can play in terms of diversity, in terms of increasing the number of opportunities. It's a top priority for the de Blasio administration to increase access and inclusion for all New Yorkers. And so this is one way in which our office is trying to play a role in that, whether it's through the five women's initiatives that we announced, through the Diverse Made in New York Writers Room project that we announced, or Nominate NYC, where we're really focused on diversification of the Academy Awards. These are a number of different programs that, again, are all targeted to increase diversity and increase opportunities.
You've been on the job now for about 5-6 months, and you're about to hit your first New York Television Festival. Your agency's been part of that almost from the get-go. Edition 12 started, in fact, in the last couple of hours. What are you hoping to get out of the festival this year, and how do you, as time goes on with your agency, want to expand what the festival is doing?
Well, there are a number of different things. I mean, first of all, we want to make sure that on the TV front that people are aware of the incredible numbers that we're seeing in terms of production on the television side in New York City. We've had 15% growth on the TV side just in the last year alone. So we've gone from 47 episodic TV shows that were shot in New York 2 years ago up to 52 in the number that we announced this past May, and the number is actually higher now. We track our numbers May to May, so we're seeing that explosive growth. But we also want people to know what this industry means to New York City. TV and film together is a $9 billion industry for New York City, employing 130,000 New Yorkers. But it's not only about the jobs that it creates for those New Yorkers, it's also about the attendant effect to small businesses. So when you see TV production in a neighborhood in New York City, you're seeing work that's going to restaurants, to delis, to dry cleaners, to all the small businesses that depend on a booming and thriving media and entertainment industry here in New York. So, you know, the festival is very important in that regard to be able to highlight many of those issues.
I know that we have to run, but before you do, I wanted to ask you about another project that was just started involving sustainability. What kind of result do you want to go for, and what's been the reaction among the New York television producers and shows about living up to what you want?
Well, the reaction has been incredibly positive. This is a voluntary program. We are going to be the first of its kind in the country to do this as a government. And so basically what the program is, it's called Film Green NYC, and the program, it basically gives a green certification to productions that meet our criteria for being green. The criteria revolve around sustainability, recycling, basically reducing waste. And so we have a whole list of criteria that we have, and that if people, productions are meeting these criteria, they have the right to use our green certification. And then we're also going to be giving Special Made in New York awards to productions that go above and beyond those criteria. And this is really important because, again, it's focusing on the sustainability of our city and making sure that productions are as green as possible. So the reaction was incredibly positive to this.
One final thing again about the Made in New York writers before Julie departs us, and that is that everybody who enters this event, no matter how things turn out, they will get feedback from a Writers Guild of America East member. This is not just send the scripts and hope for the best. This is whatever happens, you do, whether or not you get the fellowship the following year, you do get feedback, and it is very much worth your while. And incidentally, there has really been an effort made by Julie's agency to reach out to organizations of color who are trying to encourage more diversity in both TV and film. If you want more details about all the initiatives that the New York City Mayor's Office of Media Entertainment are involved with, especially on the television side, since that's what our program is all about, here's where you go online, www.nyc.gov. That's www.nyc.gov. And for more details also for the Main and New York Writers Room, you can also go to www.wgaeast.org. www.wgaeast.org. Very much worth the while. Julie Mannon, thank you again for making the time. I know it was a little bit shorter than we thought. We'd love to have you back on more expanded, and we wish you the very best with all the initiatives. And again, we would love to see a women's TV meeting with venture capital angel investors. It's long overdue, and maybe we can make it happen.
That would be great. Thanks so much for having me today.
You're welcome. We appreciate the time. All the greatest. Take care.
Thank you.
Julie Mannon, Commissioner of the Office of Media and Entertainment, joining us live here in the Big Apple on Tomorrow Be Televised. Well, our classic trivia question of the week, and let you know we've got coming up the rest of this week after some fine words from the terrific people at Audible.com. One of the big highlights of 2017 ahead is the revival of Twin Peaks on Showtime. And if you want to get the skinny of how Twin Peaks came to be, well, you can, because the co-creator of Twin Peaks, Mark Frost, has come out with a wonderful new tome available through at Audible.com. It's called The Secret History of Twin Peaks. And he doesn't just get involved with it, but some of the original cast members of the classic ABC series do, like Russ Hamlin and Kyle MacLachlan, a number of whom will be in the Showtime revival that David Lynch, the other creator of Twin Peaks, will be directing each and every episode. The Secret History of Twin Peaks can be a book you can have through Audible.com. And it all starts by going to this URL, audibletrial.com/televised. You know, Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. And there's over 180,000 titles to choose from, all different categories, all different genres, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you are hearing us on right now via Blog Talk Radio. Remember, if you sign up at audibletrial.com/televised, you can get The Secret History of Twin Peaks or any other audiobook you like, get it for free, and try it out for a full month. And because Audible.com is owned by Amazon.com, you know the customer service is the top of the line. So check out The Secret History of Twin Peaks or anything you like among those 180,000 titles from Audible.com and get yourself a great sound experience in return. AudibleTrial.com/televised. That's AudibleTrial.com/televised. The great sound coming your way from Audible.com and Amazon Company. And now it's time for our classic trivia question of the week. We held over from this past week. And if you are first with the correct answer, you can win Twin Peaks FAQ published by Applause Books. On Friday, we had the fantastic privilege of having Norman Lear live on this program, one of the great television geniuses, innovators, groundbreakers, any way, any label you can met was on this program. Your response, by the way, has been nothing short of fantastic. Frankly, it was one of the great, great honors of my life and my life covering the world of television over the last almost 36 years to have Mr. Lear on. It was an incredible conversation. If you want to check it out, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/televised, our homepage, and you can hear it for yourself. I really believe the interview speaks for itself. Well, our question deals with one of the creations of Mr. Lear, and here it is. What 1980 CBS series was co-created by Norman Lear and Roots author Alex Haley? What 1980 television series was co-created by Norman Lear and the author of Roots, Alex Haley? If you know the answer, email me, SimonApple04@yahoo.com. It's SimonApple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and where you are from. If you're first with the correct answer, you get Twin Peaks FAQ. Simple as that. If you just missed the question, no problem. I will post it tomorrow on my Facebook page and my Twitter hashtag at UBCSimonTWBT. That's at UBCSimonTWBT. Speaking of Twitter, if you find that works better than email, go for it. Here's the hashtag you use, TWBT. That's hashtag TWBT. The Twitter option is made available by the fine folks at Hopscotch, and they invite you always to create your own social soundtrack. You can learn how at hopscotch.com. That's www.hopscotch.com. And go for it. So remember, you can either email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com, or use Twitter, hashtag TWBT. Either way, if you're first with the correct answer, you will win Twin Peaks FAQ published by Applause Books. And once again, if you just missed the question, no problem. Catch up Facebook tomorrow morning, my Facebook page, and my Twitter hashtag at UBCSimonTWBT. We'll also repeat the question on Wednesday's episode, since we have an extra episode this week. All right? But remember, you got to be in, and that's how you win. So do it, and all the very best. As I mentioned before, this is the first of three episodes of Tomorrow We Tell Life we're doing this week. Coming up on our special Wednesday edition, IFC is coming up with a new comedy early November. It's called Stand Against Eagle. You might say it's the comedic Walking Dead, and it features that terrific actor John C. McGinley of Scrubs and other things fame. Dana Gould, the creator, producer, and writer of that program, will be our lead guest. And following him, we've got David Gelber. He is one of the executive producers of the former Showtime and now National Geographic Channel series of documentaries, The Years of Living Dangerously. And believe me, it's a very unique show. So tune in and find out from David what it's all about. By the celebrities that are involved, such as David Letterman, in a very unforgettable segment. And then coming up on our next Friday episode, at our regular hour, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, we've got David Jenkins, the creative producer of the new Conan O'Brien series, People of Earth, on TBS, that premieres at the end of the month. And I have seen clips of it. It's marvelous. David Jenkins of People of Earth will be our lead guest on Friday's show. Also on Friday, we'll issue one of the newest on-demand services you can find only on smart TV sets and smart TV devices featuring original programming. It's called Rooster Teeth. We've got the head of the programming department there, Evan Bregman. That's all coming up Wednesday, Friday, full hour each time, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, exclusively on Tomorrow We'll Be Televised. Again, I want to thank Julie Menon, the commissioner of New York City Mayor de Blasio's Office of Media Entertainment, for joining us. I'm sorry that we could not get her for a little longer than we expected. She has to fly to another event at the top of the hour. But I hope that we will try to bring her back before the end of the year and have our full 20, 25 minutes so that we can get your phone calls and chat room reaction in. Anyway, again, we are on Wednesday, Friday at our regular time, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. Again, coming up on Wednesday, Dana Gould, creator, producer, and writer of the new IFC series, Stand Against Evil, and David Gellin. He is the executive producer, one of them, of the new National Geographic Channel series of reviews on Sunday nights called Years of Living Dangerously, formerly on Showtime. And then on Friday, People of Earth, creator and co-executive producer David Jenkins, and Rooster Teeth, director of programming Evan Bregman. That's all coming up Wednesday and Friday at our regular hour, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, here on Tomorrow We Televise. If you came in on today's episode late, And you want to catch up on what we do today and on recent episodes, and we've had a fantastic bunch of episodes this month, go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. They're available 24/7, blogtalkradio.com/televised. Podcast version going strong, too. You can either find it on iTunes.com, or if you have Apple TV, you can watch it here on the Apple TV iTunes podcast app. Find our show, other Blog Talk Radio shows that way, and enjoy. You don't have Apple TV? Well, go to an Apple store near you or order Apple TV 2.0 online. And that way you get us. We love hearing from you, and we did quite a bit, particularly of our shows this month going by. Still have more to go. And we'd love to hear from you. We want to hear what you think about the world of television, where it's at and where it's going. What do you think about the AT&T Time Warner deal, the change in the top of MTV and where that network is going? We want to hear. So use email and communicate. SimonApple04@yahoo.com. It's SimonApple04@yahoo.com. Remember to enclose your name and where you are from. That's, again, Bob, our class trivia question of the week. We also do a feature regularly called The Show to Know. We'll try to do it sometime this week. Remember, if there's a TV program you like and you feel it doesn't get enough attention, the crowd is passing it by, let me know. If we use your suggestion on the air, you, of course, will get the credit. That's SimonApple04@yahoo.com. SimonApple04@yahoo.com. You also communicate with me on Facebook and on Twitter. I do respond within 24 hours, and I do it for a very simple reason. We really appreciate what you have to say. Why? Because what you say matters. Don't forget that, and reply. It's really appreciated. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants, not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio. Our production associate is Candace Williams. Annie Toe is Blog Talk Radio's general manager, the creator and chief executive of this enterprise, Mr. Alan Levy. Tomorrow's Televised was brought to you today by Audible.com, an Amazon company. Remember to check out an Amazon and Audible.com audiobook and get a 30-day free trial of it. Go to this URL. AudibleTrial.com/televised. AudibleTrial.com/televised. For tomorrow we televise, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your Monday. We are back less than 48 hours. Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific. Of course, you know where. Blog Talk Radio. If you're here in New York, enjoy the New York Television Festival. It's already kicking off. A lot of great things happening all week long at that festival here in the Big Apple. So if you're a fan of television and you want to see some of the folks that, well, they might be the new TV makers of our future, well, get out and see them and support them. It runs through Saturday night. And remember, be safe and be great out there. And until next time, stay well and stay tuned.